This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So we've been talking about these old dudes having kids that didn't need to be having kids. Like Robert De Niro having a baby in his late 70s.
Now we have Al Pacino.
83 years old, Al Pacino just had a baby with a 29-year-old, and they're saying he wanted a paternity test because he didn't believe he could get his 29-year-old girlfriend pregnant. This ain't like women. This is not like women when we go through menopause and then we're not getting pregnant anymore. You're a dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could realistically procreate for a very long time as a man.
Your whole life. And I thought we knew this. I thought science class and basic stuff taught us this.
That ain't logic for everybody, I guess.
83, he thought he couldn't get someone pregnant. Why?
He said, what? Me? No. Ain't my baby. Ain't nope.
You're right. Well, you're not going to see this kid grow up. You're 83.
That's what he wants to be.
Come on. He's probably mad he's not going to see the kid grow up.
He just wants to ensure that it is his child, just so since he's got to cut him in now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call it like it is, y'all. There's a lot of money involved here. Al Pacino's worth some bucks.
And I'm sitting there going, 29 sleeping with an 83-year-old. Ugh. That's your literal grandpa.
Love knows no age.
Okay. Al Pacino wanted a paternity test. There you go, everybody. 83, having a baby. I love the text I woke up to. I'll tell you about it in 1 second, DZ.
Oh, okay.
Okay, 103.7 Kiss
FM. You got a good morning text? Okay.
I did get a good morning text.
Okay. Yay! I see you.
Let me read it to you. It's Allie and DZ, and I'm very excited about tonight. I got a hot date, and I woke up to a text that said, ladies.
Oh, hey, ladies.
It said, I'm so excited to see you. And then how many? 7 exclamation points after.
Oh,
and
my.
And I love it how my girlfriend put it in the group chat. L-A-D-E-E-Z. Ladies.
Hey, like, ladies. Like you know what ladies is. You know what it is when the Z's are there.
Tonight, I've got a hot date with two of my best friends from high school, DZ.
Wepa!
I'm going to Chicago as soon as we get done today. And I'm going to meet up with two friends I haven't seen in 4 years. The last time we got together was in Chicago in 2019.
Oh, so y'all got a routine.
We got a routine, and then COVID screwed us up.
Well, right.
So my friend Christina, who lives in Annapolis, Baltimore-ish area.
Got you.
She'll be in Chicago for work, for a conference. We're that old.
What? People go to conferences all the time at all ages. Stop it.
Sounds a little grown up and professional.
It's big deal though.
So she's like, I'll be there. Come crash in my hotel, ladies.
Her
and another friend who lives north of Chicago, like Arlington Heights, so we're all going to meet up and we are having a girls' night.
That's fire.
And it's fun doing this because these are people I've known my whole life. I mean, they call me Allison.
It's homies from high school.
They don't call me Allie. They call me Allison.
They know stories about you that other people don't
that
know.
Nobody needs
to ever hear.
They've seen pimples. Me with pimples. I mean, they've seen me grow up.
Like, did you ever have braces?
No, thank God.
I was going to say, they saw you with the pimples and braces.
But I saw them with braces. So I'm pumped because we have a lot of fun stuff. We have dinner reservations. We've got tickets to go see an improv. We're going to go Second City.
You guys, oh!
We're going to an improv show.
Wow, you're going to it. Wow. You're going to set. Wow. Wow.
We're going to Second City at 10 o'clock.
On behalf of Comedy Sports and our improv class, how dare you? How dare you?
I'm sorry. They bought the tickets. I just said I'm here for the ride.
Oh, I'm just along for the ride. I didn't buy the tickets. I'm just going with the homies. Excuses.
It's true.
No, I'm playing. That's awesome, man.
And then last time we stayed the whole weekend. For some reason, I felt like I needed to come back Saturday because I just have stuff to do.
Oh, you got a lot going on.
And she's got to work on Saturday during the day, so we're going to disperse on Saturday. But
So she is grown, because I was going to say, once you invite the ladies.
Well, she's at a conference.
Yeah, but forget the conference. Once the ladies are in town, it's over. The conference is done.
I guess.
We cooling the rest of the weekend, bro. If the homies are coming into the spot. What? Wow.
You and I started talking about this yesterday because I said, I'm seeing two of my high school best friends, you know, on Friday. We're going to Chicago. We're spending the night and having a fun night. Who do you still keep in touch with? That's what I want to talk about because I know a lot of people who won't even add someone from high school on Facebook. Like, they don't mess with high school people or they don't keep in touch with anyone?
Honestly?
Who do you keep in touch with?
Yo, to keep it a buck with you, yeah. I keep in touch with whoever keeps in touch with me.
How far back do you go?
I still have some friends from elementary school.
Wow.
Yeah, no, people that I've known my entire life. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my guy Raheem. He's out there in the city in Chicago flipping properties as we speak. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know if he knows I'm on the radio. We haven't spoken in a long time.
Really?
But that's my guy. We used to play G.I. Joe's in the backyard. We used to actually play G.I. Joe in the backyard, grab sticks and pretend like they were little ARs and we're saving the country. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I have friends I keep in touch with from high school, from college, from every job, and every I lived in Albuquerque, I lived in Vegas, I lived in Wausau. Like I've kept in touch with people from every era of my life, but I don't feel like that's everyone.
No, that's definitely not everyone. Because you know what it is? I feel like we're similar in the sense that when we enjoy somebody's company around us, and when we just gravitate to people naturally, or people gravitate to us naturally, and we click, we hang on to those people.
Yeah,
and that's not everybody. I could tell you names and people that I remember that I have no idea what they're doing in their life. And I'm like, dang.
Oh.
Thanks to the internet, now we could keep in touch, quote unquote. But not like we do.
Every now and then I see someone on Facebook and I'm like, I went to high school with them. Why can't I place them? I swear I know them. I knew everyone. Who is that? And you don't recognize them anymore. Can't place it. And you're like, who is that person?
And some people are lucky, quote unquote, because they went to a high school and graduated with like 15, 20, 30 people.
They know everybody.
No, we graduated with 1,500 people. And I was one of the last ones because my last name starts with a Z. So I watched 1,490 people go.
I was going to say, were there 1,500 in your class in Gurnee?
There was 1,500 in my graduating class. We had about about 1,000 people per graduating class. And my graduating class was like a record-breaking class. And then the next one was the next record break. It just kept getting bigger and bigger. We got two split campuses out in Gurnee, Illinois.
Wow. Okay, we had about 250 kids in my class. I thought that was a lot.
Man, I had 250 kids in a study hall.
Yeah.
So, needless to say, I don't remember a lot of people from high school, but the people that I'm close to, I still got friends. Okay, so I hate to say this, but I got a birthday coming up.
DZ's birthday's a week from today.
Whatever. But I got a birthday coming up
next week.
And sure enough, I'm probably, depending on how many people we can actually invite, I'm probably going to tell a couple homies from high school to pull up. But if you're around and can, why not? It's an open space. I don't know how many of us can do what we gonna do, but we gonna pack it out and then probably get kicked out because that's what we do. And if it's my birthday, somebody's definitely getting kicked out. Knock on wood, allegedly, maybe.
Knock on wood is
maybe. Oh my gosh. Okay. It might be Allie for all we know.
It could be me. I wouldn't put it past me to get kicked out of your birthday because you know me.
You the most active one.
Well, I want to know who people keep in touch with. 414-533-1037. Do you still keep in touch with high school friends like I and DZ do? I mean, I'm in my 40s, and I'm going to see my girls from high school. I'm happy I still keep in touch with them.
I want to know the pre-K best friends. Who's still best friends with their homie from pre-K?
My childhood. My friend died. I don't mean to bring it down. One of my best friend from like childhood who lived next door to me just passed away a few years ago from health stuff. No, it's okay.
Never mind.
I didn't mean to bring it down, but you brought me there. I'm like, I would have been in touch with her.
Well, if somebody got a pre-K friend that's still alive, we try to hear from you.
Then we'll talk to you. And if you don't keep in touch with anyone, we love that too. Tell
us. Yeah, for real. Because, if you're just like, nah.
Well, think of all the people in the area who never leave. So they see everyone they went to high school with, like at Quick Trip. I mean, let's be real.
You duck out the way when you see somebody from back in the day.
Like, you're not living in Muskego and never leave and not running into your high school friends.
You ditching the cart?
I would. That's why I moved away.
Pulling off with the gas pump. he saw somebody I know.
God, that's Jason, my ex-boyfriend from 15 years ago. Yeah, that's funny. All right, 414-533-1037. We'll talk to you next. Who do you keep in touch with? Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I'm leaving town. I'm going to Chicago after the show today to hang out with two of my best friends from high school because we still keep in touch. I love.
You out of here.
Love it.
I think that's dope that you guys are doing trips too because what I didn't say was me and the people that I've gone the most recently to like like bachelor trips with,
yeah,
are friends from high school.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's strong. I was told
they know your parents. They know how they know how you grew up. They've been in your childhood home. Like, these are people that know you.
They know how my mom cooking is, man. And that's key.
They've eaten your mom's food.
Right.
That's a friend that knows you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I remember being told back in the day, though, that we're not going to be friends with most of the people you were friends with in high school. Prove them wrong. Cap. Mm-hmm. But then again, maybe you not. Well, maybe you not.
I want to start today as we talk about who you still keep in touch with, because I see your texts and people are saying that they keep in touch with some of their high school friends. Somebody said they've been friends with the same people since kindergarten, the same three friends.
Kindy kids.
That's impressive.
Look at y'all.
Let's pull him up, though, because it is his birthday and we have to recognize his birthday today. Good morning. Ryan in Calabama.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man. I'm the man.
You are
man.
The man today.
It's his birthday. His birthday.
It's not just his birthday. It's his 30th birthday.
Strong.
Can you turn me up? I got you a song. 30,
let's 30, go. Baby. Let's go. Oh, you got him a song?
I got you the corniest birthday song I could find.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Webba.
This is like a childhood one.
Oh my gosh.
Happy
birthday. You back in kindergarten.
Dear Ryan in Calabama.
Webba.
Oh yeah.
Woo! Happy birthday, Ryan from Calabama.
Guys,
30.
Thank you.
Dirty
happy birthday,
30.
Indeed,
thank
man.
You.
Dirty 30.
Dirty 30.
Dirty 30.
Ryan,
we're gonna celebrate it hard tonight.
How you feeling this morning, man? You all healed up, first of all.
I am somewhat healed up.
You got a vasectomy last week. If you missed that, everybody, that's a real story.
The solid Driftless Glen whiskey is going down quite smooth today. Since
all right,
off,
so. All right, let's go. Ooh, starting off strong, well, baby.
We gotta start off the day good. We're going Dirty 30 style. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Ryan, I wish I could celebrate with you, but I'll be out of town. But you have a great
You're
birthday.
All good.
You have a great birthday, my friend.
Thanks.
You're going to have to keep updating us.
I don't personally keep in touch with any of my kindergarten friends.
Okay.
I like ditched everyone from my past,
and now I
just keep in touch with everyone that's new. But my wife keeps in touch with her kindergarten friend.
Of course.
And they just, I don't know, they hit it off every time. They're like, never left each other's side.
That's
so
exactly what
around
it feels like.
Freaking like 28 years is it now they've been friends.
Nice. So,
when I see my girls tonight, it's been 4 years since we've seen each other. It's going to be like we never left each other.
Of course.
And you pick up right where you left off.
And
I get that.
And you don't let those relationships go,
right?
Unless something crazy happens, you don't.
Nope, never, never, never.
But that's wild.
Yeah.
Ryan, happy birthday. Yep. Thanks for calling, friend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon, bro.
Happy Friday.
Happy birthday, man. Love, fam.
Thanks,
later.
Love.
He's been waiting patiently. Let's get to Jarrett in West Bend this morning. Jarrett, good morning.
Good morning.
So who do you keep in touch with, Jarrett? Do you keep in touch with high school? How far back do you go? Or do you just say, screw them all like Ryan?
He sounds like you got a lot of friends.
No, I got my best friend that I've known since I was 5 years old. We grew up in the same apartment complex in Slinger, little town of Slinger.
Yep.
And we went to the same high school, or same middle school, I should say, in elementary. And then in high school, he kind of split and went to Hartford for a while, and I stayed at Slinger. But since then, we've still been friends since then, still talking.
Wow.
Hang out all the time,
and
whenever we can, not as much.
How old are you now?
Yeah.
I'm 30. I'm going to be 31 on June 10th.
Okay.
Hey, woo! Day after my birthday. Let's go, man. Geminis.
Look at all these June birthdays coming out.
Strong. Okay. Gemini season strong out here.
That's awesome.
No, that's what's up, though. I'm glad that you keep in touch, still hang out, because that's important. Mm-hmm. Keeping in touch and hanging out are two different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Two different things, yes. Jarrett, thanks for sharing this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Somebody texted in, I'm 23 and still best friends with my friend I met in preschool at age two. Somebody else said, I still hang out with my bestie since we were 4 years old.
Man.
And somebody said, our entire bridal party when we got married was from high school. So there's a lot of people who still keep in touch. Let's go to Paulina in Milwaukee real quick because she's waiting patiently on the phone and I want to talk to her. Paulina!
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So you grew up here, which means there's no running from people you grew up with.
She's from Small Walkie.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to three different high schools, actually. Which... I went to Hamilton High School, Cudahy High School, and Nathan Hale.
Hey! Oh, you was around.
You were getting
I was.
There's always a fresh crop of people, let me tell you.
Right.
Who do you talk to?
Social butterfly over here.
Yeah.
I talk to nobody.
What?
I have
spit my
coffee zero
out.
Friends from...
You know what, though?
Zero friends from my past. Zero.
I blame your parents for moving you around so much, though. How can you maintain friendships when you're constantly moving?
I had four elementary schools.
Oh,
yeah, my mom moved every year.
Wow.
So, yeah,
okay.
That was one of the issues. But I had friends. Like, I was really popular in high school. But the thing is, I grew up really fast because of my parents. So,
yeah.
I just got into phases where everybody else wasn't there. And I kind of was like, they were too immature for me. And I'm like, I don't like the drinking and the partying. And then, like, I just grew up too fast. So I just really never related with anybody my age. So I think that's just kind of why I fell off with, like, all my friends. I have a couple from, like, high school and middle school still on my Facebook. But, I mean, we really just, like, laugh over memes but don't really actually talk. So
that's normal.
Fine. Yep. Well, fine, Paulina. Go ahead and say you're more mature than the rest of us. You didn't have to brag like that. We got it. You're mature. Okay.
Paulina did everything before us.
Fine. Oh my God. I grew up when I was 12. Fine. Oh no. We're playing.
Well, no, but I'm sorry you had to move that much. I mean, I know it's your normal, but that's kids need some of that stability. And
right.
That's
they
tough,
do.
You
they
know.
Do for sure.
But you go, girl. Well, you've lived a lot of life. That's
I know
nothing
that's right.
You can brag about, Paulina.
I can. Yeah.
So thanks for calling this
we appreciate
morning.
It.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I'll let you know how the weekend went on Monday.
You better send updates as it's happening.
Okay, I will. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, and it is What's Up This Weekend. We do it every single Friday where we talk about what's happening around town.
What is up this weekend?
Well, Pride Fest. Let's start there. Hello, Pride Month, baby.
Starts today.
You know, proud allies, me
officially
and you.
Officially going in, man.
I mean, I don't mean to speak for you, but I'm going to speak for you. We're proud allies when
we
comes
here.
To Pride Fest. We're here for
it. We here, man.
So I'm pumped about that. Make it out there on Saturday if I can. But then not only is Pride Fest kicking off, but Chris Stapleton will be at AmFam Field.
Really?
I didn't realize that was happening.
People like Chris Stapleton?
Love.
I mean, no disrespect. Absolutely no disrespect. I'm just, it's not in my wheelhouse.
No. But if you're going past AmFam Field and you're like, what's going on? There's no game. It's the Chris Stapleton concert.
Mm-hmm.
Scottish Fest / the Highland Games, they call it, are at Croatian Park on 76th Street in Franklin this weekend.
Ooh.
That's tomorrow. So I thought I'd mention that because my kid is very into Scotland lately. I don't know why.
He's into the Scottish heritage.
He's like, I want to go do archery, Mom. Take me to Scotland.
Ooh, he's a Viking.
He is. Looks like they're going to have archery all day at this event. So that's in Franklin.
Log throwing and all that?
I guess. It says bagpipe bands, Scottish food.
That's a bagpipe band?
Children's area mini Highland games. Listen, it's going on. I'm just here to tell you what's happening.
It's lit.
It's going to be lit. So, and there's a job fair tomorrow morning at State Fair Park at 10 a.m. If you are looking for a job this summer, they're hiring for the State Fair for 11 days, but they're also hiring for summer jobs.
That's right. They're hiring for a bunch of stuff. A bunch of stuff. And I think literally on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's at the Expo Center at State Fair Park tomorrow morning. So
Wepa.
Whether you're at Pride Fest, Scottish Fest, Chris Stapleton, the job fair, we hope you have a great weekend.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Ryan from Calabama. coming up next, we are going to do What Would DZ Do? This involves a friendship issue.
Yeah. We was just talking about BFFs, right?
Gonna do it next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, today's deals with a good friend and their problems. DZ, what do we got today?
Chelsea wrote in and says, I'm annoying my BFF and don't know how to stop.
Okay, awareness is the first step.
Touche.
Awareness is the first step.
But
go
here's
on.
What they said. So Chelsea said, my BFF and I do everything together. We have since we were little. School, sports, friends, literally everything. So much so people think we're related. We even go to college together. Oh, y'all are friends. We've talked about renting a house together next year to live off campus with other friends. Oh, your friends. Best friends. Right. BFF for life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But recently, we've gotten into fights with one another because she's blaming me for always copying her. I'm feeling kind of hurt because I didn't realize I was doing it and that I was annoying her so much. But she isn't wrong.
After thinking about it, I'm usually inspired to do things if she's doing them. But why is it bad? Why is that bad?
She wants to be like her best friend.
Right. I feel like I'm losing my best friend because I'm accidentally copying her. Should I try to talk to her about it? What should I do?
Accidentally copying Chelsea. Her. Come on. Listen, we all start to act like the people we hang around. I don't care who you say. This is human nature,
Thank
right?
Thank you.
Whoever, your environment affects who you are, period.
Thank you.
I don't care what you say.
You assimilate the words. You assimilate the behavior. Mm-hmm. You assimilate mannerisms. Little nuances that you never pick up. Hobbies.
Clothes.
Man, you know how much my wife copies me? She copies me all the time.
She does not.
All the time.
Stop.
Walking around the house talking about don't play with me. You don't say don't. I say don't play with me. I say don't play
that's
with me.
That's my saying.
That's my phrase. That's my phrase.
You're funny.
Yeah, she's over here like, don't play with me.
So your wife's copying
Yeah,
you.
My wife copies me all the time.
This is like when you see like five girls at the mall and they're all wearing the same outfit. And from they're wearing white tennis shoes.
White Air Force Ones.
Mom jeans. And a short crop top that comes up around the neck. Sleeveless.
Somehow it's corduroy. Y'all don't even know what corduroy is.
It looks like me in high school.
We're not.
This is the 90s.
The history and fashion repeats.
You know what I mean, though. People start to act like the people they're around. That's
my best friend
lie.
Copies me, too.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My wife be walking around the house talking about FIFA this, whoa, that. I'm like, oh, my gosh, stop.
But Chelsea's saying it's starting to annoy her. Her friend's starting to not like it. So what is she supposed to... She's aware that she's copying her, which is
now,
even weirder.
Now she's aware, but I don't disagree with Chelsea. Why is that bad? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all are best friends. Y'all probably didn't realize how much y'all have been copying each other.
Mm.
Right?
What if she's copying you too?
Right. I'm assuming that.
Yeah, but how she can't confront her best friend and go, you've been copying me more, so huh.
You're going to start a whole fight then.
Then what are you going to do?
Nah. What I would say is probably, I don't know if I'd have a whole conversation about it, but y'all are best friends.
Yeah.
I don't think y'all are not going to be best friends. Maybe since now you're conscious of it, when you do get inspired to do something, say your friend gets a new pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Don't go buy the same shoes.
No.
Don't. Limit yourself.
No.
Maybe, just maybe, find something else. Find something
opposite.
How are you supposed
to be cool, though? If everybody's wearing white Air Force Ones, what are you supposed to do?
Get a black pair. Then people going to definitely not mess with you.
True.
If you got the black pair of forces, then ain't nobody going to mess with you. You
True.
Could. See?
All right. So you say start buying other. Just
buy opposites. On purpose. You got to do that because naturally, then you're going to start finding yourself. What I'm seeing is that this person, I'm sorry, Chelsea, you hit us up. You're a little too dependent. You dependent of the people around you to dictate what's going on. I don't want to call you what I'm. You know what? I ain't even mad at it.
Maybe.
You're a follower, Chelsea. I need you to stop following. I need you to start acting for yourself. And this is you said it yourself. This is your first step of realization. Seeing, okay, I'm copying. Bet. I need to stop. Now you need to drastically do something different.
DZ,
force yourself to be different.
75% of people are followers, though. There are not everybody's a leader, man.
So be part of that 25%. Or at least force yourself not to be in the 75. Mm-hmm. Be in the 2% that just sits by themselves.
Go out of your way to be different.
No, I didn't say you got to be a leader, just be different.
Yeah, okay.
Too many people do the same thing. 75% of us are on mess right now.
Okay, so you say start doing everything opposite and stop annoying your best friend because you're copying everything she does. This is your solution.
Yep.
Okay, 414-533-1037. We always let the listeners chime in as well. Chelsea's worried she's annoying her best friend. She doesn't know how to stop because she's copying everything she does.
Listeners got better advice than I do.
We'll
like,
see
this
about
is...
that. Depends on the day, okay?
True.
We'll take your calls and your texts next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
I didn't realize this was such a hot topic and a big problem for people because the phones are lit up. It's so are the texts. Chelsea wrote in. She wouldn't know what to do because she's annoying her best friend because she doesn't know how to stop copying everything she does.
Who hasn't copied their friend at one point or another, man?
We all do because we become the people we hang out with. Somebody texted in, though, and said something so true, which is imitation is the best form of flattery.
Ooh.
So therefore it's a compliment. I've heard that 1,000 times.
Man.
It's a great way to spin when people want to be like you. It's like, well, that's them. It's a compliment. They're imitating you.
We were talking about friends. Listen, in high school, we did a mohawk. Mm-hmm. So all of the homies a mohawk.
See?
And then all of a sudden, half the school had a mohawk.
See?
Come on, man. That's how it sparks. It's a trend. It just all happens to be between two friends, and one of them's annoyed with it.
Well, DZ, Alicia in Greenfield wants to light you up. But before we get to that, I'm going to trick you and think that everyone's going to be happy because Penelope's 9, and she's on the phone this morning. So let's take Penelope first. Let's start in a positive manner. Penelope, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have advice for Chelsea, who's worried about annoying her best friend, always copying her? What do you think, girl?
So, like, if you're copying your best friend, I mean, she's annoyed. I mean, maybe you should adopt. I have this whole friend group at my school, and we always sit together, and we copy each other, like, everything we do.
Totally.
And this one kid in my school, she got these new shoes, and then everybody else started getting those shoes.
It's the trendsetter right there. It's a trendsetter.
And what's wrong with that, Penelope? What's wrong with wanting to dress like your friends?
I don't really think anything's wrong with that. I mean, maybe if your friend is annoyed, maybe you should ask them. Like, if you think they're annoyed, ask them, like, are you annoyed if I'm copying a few? They said no. Like, go on with your life.
Go. Yeah. Ooh.
Penelope laying it down this morning.
Penelope's out here way beyond her years.
Mm-hmm.
So well put. But so well put, Penelope.
Penelope, did you get the shoes everybody got, though?
That's the answer.
No.
She's a trendsetter for herself.
Okay. Penelope, have a great day at school, okay?
I will.
Oh, all right.
So
bye.
Cute. So bye. Cute. Love her name. Everything about her. I have a sister named Penelope.
She's a little star. Penelope's a little star.
She's a cutie. All right, now we're
great
gonna,
advice.
Now we're gonna light you up, Alicia in Greenfield.
No, but Alicia ain't there no more.
Pull her up.
Nope, she's not there.
Alicia.
Hey, Alicia.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning.
I'd tease DZ with the nice 9-year-old, the sweet 9-year-old on the phone before we got to you, because Alicia said I completely disagree with DZ.
She said she was about to beat me up.
I completely disagree. Here's the thing. I've been best friends with my best friend for 15 years. We've been copying each other for 15 years.
Uh-huh.
If your friend is mad about that, that's not your friend. And that's just my opinion. It's not so much being a leader, being a follower. I agree with Penelope and I agree with whoever texted in. Imitation is a very big form of flattery.
Yes.
But at the same time, that's not your friend if they're mad about it.
Mm.
It's just what happens. People figure out who they are based on who they're friends with.
True. And, you know, it's funny, Alicia, we do this growing up. How do you, like, trade clothes and stuff with your friends if you're all, hello? That's why it makes it easy.
Right.
Because you're all wearing the same stuff and you have the same styles.
Yeah.
Like, if I say, let me borrow that dress, it's because we have the same style and you have good taste.
And I'm sorry, who are you shopping with? You're not going by yourself.
You're going with your friends.
I get online shopping is a thing now, but when you're out and about, when you're going to do stuff, you're with your friends, you're going to buy things that are similar. Mm-hmm. One friend inspires the other friend, I mean.
But this is also a good reason why you should branch out as you get older, not in necessarily middle school or high school, but meet new people, go new places, because you do find out who you are by meeting different people and moving groups. Like, keep your same group, but the more diverse your people are around you, mm-hmm. your style's going to be a lot wider, right? Think about that.
Make your taste eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to know, A, what doesn't look good on you, B, what phrases you say too much or your mannerism?
True.
How are you going to know that those are not really acceptable or like a good idea if someone else isn't doing them back at you?
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
That is very
Amen.
True.
Alicia, thank you for calling and not being totally horrible.
I was going to say.
When you lit up DZ.
Appreciate you not tearing me apart. And I very much so agree with you. Have a good day.
Keep it calm on a Friday. You guys have a good day.
You too. Bye.
But we want it to be fun on a Friday.
But we don't need to be fighting on a Friday.
You want calm. I want fun. Elizabeth is in Milwaukee this morning, and she grew up in Milwaukee. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Did you grow up in Milwaukee, or did I make that up?
I grew up in the suburbs of Milwaukee.
Yeah, I made that up. Okay, my bad. I don't know where I got that
from.
I mean,
it's still Milwaukee.
I completely made that up for some reason. Elizabeth, what do you think about Chelsea? She's worried. She's copying her best friend and wants to stop.
Yeah, so a few things. One, they should not live together. I have learned the hard way to not live with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so if she wants to even try to save this friendship, then that should be off the table.
Yep.
And I think it's normal for your friends to take on each other's mannerisms. My friends and I definitely do that.
Agree.
We have like some sayings that we say, but there's, I think, a difference between that and maybe her friends feeling that this is too much and she's not being her own person anymore. So I would encourage her to join a different sport or a different club and try to make different friends so that all her attention isn't going into this one friendship.
I hear
and
that.
And Elizabeth said something important there, which was not really the topic, but if don't live together because you're already having issues. This is much like when you meet a significant other and you're not sure if it's gonna you're going to be able to get along with each other.
Right.
It goes the same with friends and living together because you could destroy a whole friendship by living with the wrong person. You have to have different... Every roommate that I've worked out with, one's been more quiet and I've been the loud one. You put two loud or too aggressive or two decision makers together,
you're going to butt heads a lot.
Forget about it.
Yeah. But they've been friends for so long.
You got to have balance.
Elizabeth does bring up a good point because since this isn't what the issue is about, living together is a terrible idea.
Yeah, I agree.
Terrible idea. Elizabeth, you're so right.
For sure. Yeah. Okay, Elizabeth. Well, thank you for calling today.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Appreciate you. Bye.
Okay, so you got advice from a 9-year-old, and you got advice from two adults, and we got DZ's advice.
I'm taking Penelope's advice because it was the best.
She was the
cutest. It's not me, though. It's Chelsea. We'll see what they say if they update us on the copying the best friend.
Yeah, for sure. Am I the Jerk? Coming up next. It's coming back, baby. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I cannot wait to get into Am I the Jerk because it involves somebody who wants to sell their Taylor Swift tickets, and you better back it up.
And no, this isn't an offer to sell them to y'all.
No, it's a messed up situation.
This one's terrible.
But we'll get into it with Am I the Jerk next.
What's coming back to Milwaukee? Because you were saying something's coming back, and I'm trying to rack my brain, and I can't think of what would be coming back.
Okay, I was being a little dramatic. The fireworks down at the lakefront on July 3rd.
Oh.
The lakefront fireworks, which 100,000 people go downtown for that. You know that? That's a lot.
Listen, we try to catch them from Bayview just going down by the lake over on South Shore because you could see them from there.
Yes. And, you know, I lived on the east side for years and we had this great apartment back in the day with a balcony where you could stand on the balcony and see them, and it was money, man.
Oh, that's clutch.
And the funniest thing about fireworks is, you know how like in the summer, every weekend they're going off because of the festivals, which is cool because I feel like you always have an opportunity to see fireworks, right?
Right. I mean, festivals
in
and just because people got them.
Both.
Just letting them off on the street.
Whether you're doing it illegally.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Or legally.
You know, whatever.
Do you, boo. But I remember, I'll never forget the year where I turned on the fireworks, DZ, and I decided I was mad at them because I had Owen.
You flipped on the fire? Oh, well, because of the baby.
12 years ago, I had Owen, and we lived on the east side, and the fireworks went off, and all of a sudden I was mad. I was like, shut up! I got a baby!
Stop letting off these fireworks!
And that was the moment I knew I was old.
Yeah. Dang.
When the fireworks were upsetting me at 9 o'clock because I had a baby.
Well, and you never think about it like that, but babies, young children, and then pets.
Yeah.
Pets is a big one.
Yeah.
A few years back, my wife and I chased a little chihuahua looking puppy.
Why?
Up and down because fireworks scared them.
We're scaring them.
And they got up off their leash. But we chased this dog for well over a mile into the woods.
I wouldn't have run that far. Now you're pushing it.
As soon as I realized how far we were from our car, I was like, all right, yeah, we're done.
You're done.
The dog was running past kids, cars, through intersections. Mm-hmm. Like, this dog was out here living dangerous, and we felt like good Samaritans in that moment because it was dark out. And it was a dark dog and a tiny dog at that.
No thanks. We're
like, oh my gosh, the dog. Oh!
Yeah. They can produce happiness or drama, fireworks. Yeah. Welcome to it.
I'm glad they're back because that's a big deal in the city. People love those fireworks.
And the ironic part is, even though I was upset about that 12 years ago, Owen's going to be 12 now. And now we love, like, I would take them to the 10 o'clock fireworks all day long, right? So it's cyclical. It comes back around.
It comes back around.
You just get mad when you have little kids and then you move on again.
No. It's subjective because we've never cared.
Young Samurai
either sleeps through him or says wow through him. He's never been bothered by loud noise. He's been a little Latino baby up and down, for real. Nope, for real.
He's used to lots of people and loud talking.
Loud noises.
And music playing in the background. Ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding.
In fact, Sammy hates quiet.
He don't sleep right if it's quiet. You don't like it.
I totally get facts. It. That's amazing. Well, the fireworks are back July 3rd at the lakefront. Whip so up. Enjoy that. Or watch them on. They always have them on like ISN or something. So you can.
That's true.
I'm not watching them on TV, though. I'm going.
Oh, yeah. I need the booming in mm-hmm. person. I can't hear that boom through the TV.
That's right. Okay. Well, happy summer. Happy fireworks season. It's happening. Coming up next, we're going to get into this Am I the Jerk involving someone who wants to sell their Taylor Swift tickets. This is so messed up.
FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. The hottest ticket around is a Taylor Swift ticket. Whether you want to admit it or not, it's a fact, people.
I know that's right.
That broke the damn internet, okay? People are paying a lot of money for these tickets.
We sending people to LA for these tickets.
You listen online through the Odyssey app. You get entered to win a trip to LA. We're sending 4 people to see Taylor Swift in LA. You just got to listen through the Odyssey app, AUDACY.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Whole autographed guitar involved and everything.
Every hour you listen to Kiss, you get entered. But listen to what Sammy wrote in about. And she asked us to change her name because... I don't know. Well, because
she don't want nobody after her.
Here's what she said. She said, "Hey, Allie and DZ, I listen to you guys every morning. Never thought I'd write in, but now I find myself in this moral
dilemma.
Here we are. She said, "Am I the jerk?" Back in November, my sister joined the lottery as a verified fan to purchase Taylor Swift tickets. She asked if I wanted to go, and I agreed. She bought the tickets, told me the price I owed, and I paid her via Venmo. The price was $150 per ticket. Months later, my husband finds out that the tickets in our section are about $2,000 each now, even though we paid $150 a ticket. She said if we were to sell them, that $4,000 we would get for the 2 tickets would help us in so many ways. Home improvement, bills, vacation. Don't get me wrong, I love Taylor Swift, but for $4,000, my husband and I decided we wanted to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
My sister refuses to transfer the tickets I paid her for because she feels we're being greedy, and she told us that she would just give us our money back, the $150, and she would sell the tickets to someone else who wanted to go. I told her I didn't want my money back, I wanted the tickets. After some arguing, she just simply Venmo'd the money back and is refusing to give us the tickets.
No.
So now we can't even sell them, and we can't go to the concert.
No.
Am I the jerk for wanting to sell the tickets, Sammy? Sammy, you didn't want to go to the concert to begin with, so stop. I'm going to call you out right now. Stop. We can't even go to the concert. You didn't want to go. You were going to sell them. You didn't want to go.
Yeah, but, I mean, think
stop
about
yourself.
It.
You're not a Swiftie. Let's start there.
That's fine.
Fine.
That's okay. Fine.
But come on. What irritates me about this, DZ, is while I understand they could do something with that money, in order to do that, they are then going to rip someone else off. Like that, we already have.
How
this,
is it a rip off if everybody's paying this much
for
them?
Hear me out. We already have this problem with concert tickets.
Yeah.
Where we all want them so bad, and there are true Taylor Swift fans who are trying to get these tickets at a reasonable price, which $150 would be reasonable. And instead, people like her are buying them and then making $2,000 off a fan who just wants to go to the show.
It's the market,
it's
man.
It's messed up, dude.
It's the market,
She's
man.
She's ripping people off. Off because she wants to make a fast dollar, and that karma's gonna bite her, in my opinion.
No. This is the market. This is inflation. This is the resale market. This happens with shoes and clothes all the time.
You buy a
pair retail for $150. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, there's no more pairs available, and that same pair that you bought for $150, somebody is now gonna pay you $1,500 or plus. Come on, man. This happens all the time.
The business we're in, I am super sensitive and annoyed by people that resell tickets for way more than they cost because I see true fans and listeners want to go to these shows and they can't get in or they get ripped off because of somebody like this. This gets me going.
Okay,
man.
I'm not on your side with this one.
Take your money back and just move on with your life. All you want to do is sell it to rip somebody else off, and I don't. She's a jerk.
You're saying she's a jerk.
Yes.
She's definitely not the jerk. I feel for this person
you're
right now.
You're saying you snooze, you lose.
You snooze, you lose. And I'm sorry, we paid $150 off rip. Had you been a Swiftie, like you said, you would have joined the pre-sale code. You would have done everything possible.
You know that internet crashed and tons of people couldn't get tickets.
I don't care for the people that did. I don't feel bad. Oh, y'all got your tickets. You were lucky enough. And now you're seeing that you're lucky enough to resell them for a crazy amount of upsell value. Bruh, I am going to sell that. Not the jerk. I'm selling that with the quickness. The position we in right
you're
now,
wrong.
Those 4 bands are going right to a house fund. So those 4 bands would be far more useful than seeing Taylor Swift dive off of the stage. Mm-hmm. I love you, Swift. T Swift all day. T Swift, T Swift. But that guap is going to help me way more than seeing you for one night.
Her greedy ass husband made this really messy now because he came in and found out how much those tickets cost and convinced her they should sell them for $2,000.
You said greedy. I heard smart.
All right. Is Sammy the jerk for wanting to sell the Taylor Swift tickets her sister bought? The sister did not give the tickets back. In fact, she just gave the $150 back. But
that's
Sammy
a jerk
and her
move
husband,
right there.
What's the jerk? That I gave you back the money you paid for the tickets I
didn't,
bought?
I didn't Please. Agree to that. I agreed to go. Now I want my tickets that I already paid for.
Oh, the phones are lit up. Okay, 414-533-1037. You can text or call that number, and we will argue about this next.
Sure will.
Kiss FM.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, Sammy texted in, did she?
Yeah, she did.
Well, let me read that in just
Sammy
a minute.
Sammy joined the conversation.
Sammy wrote in. She wanted to know if she's a jerk because her sister bought Taylor Swift tickets, asked if she wanted to go. She said yes. She paid the $150. But then her and her husband realized they could make $2,000 off their ticket alone. So they want the ticket and they just want to sell it. And
two
sister
grand,
won't do it.
$2,000 a ticket,
yeah,
bruh.
I don't know why she's saying they get $4,000 if she only bought one.
Oh, well,
sister would keep the other ticket.
I thought they bought two tickets, like one for her and one for her husband,
maybe.
Right? Like she bought two tickets? That's
maybe
what I thought.
They did. Okay. Listen, not the question is,
right.
Is she the jerk for wanting to sell the Taylor Swift tickets? DZ says, no, you snooze, you lose. They're entrepreneurs. I say you're ripping other people off that really want to go see Taylor Swift and you're charging them $2,000 for a $150 ticket. You suck.
But people are paying $2,000, so I'm going to charge $2,000.
Fine. Let's go. Let's start with Lindsay. Should we do Kelly in Wauwatosa? We'll start with her.
All right.
On six. Kelly in Tosa. Good morning, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hello. Good morning.
All right.
Good morning. Talk to us.
Is Sammy the jerk for wanting to sell the Taylor Swift tickets for $2,000?
Oh, she is not a jerk.
Boom.
Damn, come on.
No. Let Kelly speak.
Fine.
I've been a Swiftie since 2006. Mm-hmm. I've seen her 3 times. I do have tickets for this show as a verified fan that I paid $100 for.
Great.
And if you would have asked me this a month ago, I would have said she's a jerk. But some Swifties are actually really upset with Taylor Swift right now because she's dating someone who's kind of anti-Semitic, homophobic, racist, all of that.
We're mad about Matt Healy, the guy from the 1975.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole Ice Spice story behind that, but we ain't going to get into that right now.
Talk about the celebrities I'd like to light up who are have issues. We could go, but that's another day.
But
go
these are strong details, right?
So wait, Kelly, you're saying you don't want to be a fan anymore because of that stuff?
No, just saying. Understandable why you'd be so.
Let her say. What is she saying?
Yeah, so I'm saying now because I've thought about selling my tickets now.
But that's not why Sammy's going to
go and support her right now.
Your theory doesn't work, though, because that's not why Sammy's selling them. Sammy's not selling them because she doesn't like Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Right,
she's selling them to rip somebody off.
No.
And make some money.
This ain't ripping somebody off. This is just coming up on some cash.
You paid $150 for a ticket. You're choosing to resell it for $2,000.
Don't sell it for $2,000. Sell it for $1,500 then.
Oh, that's better.
Give somebody a discount.
Okay, sorry, Kelly. Go on.
I appreciate, Taylor Swift has tried, with the verified fan stuff, and it was an absolute mess this year with Ticketmaster.
It was.
I was on Ticketmaster for 8 hours to get my tickets. So, I don't know. It's people have the opportunity to be a verified fan and pay the lower price. So, if you lose. Yeah.
Kelly and DZ, too, we both know as an artist, there's no way Taylor Swift would be happy about someone taking her $150 ticket and reselling it. Fans are getting ripped off. She would be upset about that.
Yeah.
And maybe,
she doesn't care. I don't know.
That's the whole point of why they were mad.
I think she does care, but I stopped caring about that once she started
dating this guy.
I don't know, misaligning her.
All right.
Kelly,
I will talk about this another time. We're getting way off the topic, though, for Am I the Jerk.
But she said not the jerk, though.
Yeah, not the jerk
not
is
the
what
jerk.
Kelly says.
Appreciate your call, Kelly. Have a good rest of your day.
Bye.
Lindsay is in Muskego. This is day 4 calling in for her. She's almost got her own theme song. Lindsay, good morning.
Knocking on the door.
Good morning.
Hey, Lindsay.
Fired up, guys.
Ooh, good.
Uh-oh.
Same.
I'm gonna tell you why. He's a jerk. I love going to concerts. It is a passion of mine. My friends will tell you I go to way too many. But this whole resale of tickets for way more than they should is insane.
It's just insane.
She's a jerk.
Period.
I want to go to Post Malone, and I couldn't win them on the radio. I just was not as fast for Posty. I went to go buy tickets. They were already sold out, and now they're reselling for way more than I will pay.
And it's not fair, because you just want to go see someone you love, and wouldn't pay a fair price, but right. people are reselling them to rip other people off, like you, Sammy.
I mean, listen, there's...
Well, you're not guaranteed to sell them, Sammy, just so you know. I look at the $2,000 tickets and I'm like, not today, friend.
Not today. Not today. You ain't gonna get my money. Oh, that's no, funny. I do feel that, because you look at a logical price for a ticket and go, oh, I'd pay $200, let's just say, and then all of a sudden the resale hits and it's like, okay, I'm not paying $2,000. Mm-hmm. That's a little excessive. But for those that are willing to pay $2,000 and have $2,000 to burn, bet. Who am I to say, oh, I'm not going to take that money? Mm-hmm. If you got it to spend, bet. Those that don't ain't going to spend it.
Mm-hmm. But you could take a loss on the tickets. So I bought Morgan Wallen tickets, resaled Morgan Wallen tickets the day of concert, an hour before the show, for $80.
Ooh.
I didn't pay the $800. I didn't pay the wound. I paid $80.
No. There are ways. There are ways you can come up on a ticket, too. Those last minute sales, people just want to break even at least.
Well, I don't have to argue with Lindsay because she's on my side. She's
right. But total jerk. Lindsay's saying total jerk.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Thank you for your call. Okay. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Oh, wait. No, Monday. We'll talk to you on Monday, day five. Be ready with that song.
All right. I'll think of it.
All right. Bye. Okay. Have a good weekend.
Before we get to the tiebreaker on this, am I the jerk that we are very invested in today? Sammy did write in. I'm reading what she said. She said, I think of it like selling a house where you not selling it for what you bought it for. So you're greedy if you don't. No, because a house, you're going with the market. The market, what Taylor Swift, if I was selling, let's say my house is worth $200,000, right? But, and I buy it for that. But then I'm like, you know what? There's somebody who would die for this house. So I'm going to mark it up three times, four times what it costs. That house would never sell for $800,000 in that same neighborhood that everything else is two. Because you know what the price of it is? Two.
It depends.
Not eight,
it depends on the updates and fixes. Trust me.
People off.
Somebody might pay eight. Trust me. Right now, you think the house is two, but then all of a sudden, somebody buys it for three. But listen, G, it is the market. It is the market. Hate to disagree with you, fam.
Tickets all sold for $150. That's not the market. The market is people ripping people off on the internet.
The resale market is crazy high. It's a 300% markup, and people are paying that.
I get it.
You can't blame Sammy for acknowledging the market value.
She's trying to justify and validate their decision and why they did what they did.
And justifyingly so doing it.
Like you, DZ. Go to Autumn Waukesha now.
The tiebreaker.
We got a not the jerk and a jerk. Autumn, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, hey, where are we going? Going.
You the tiebreaker. Talk to us.
Sammy the jerk for trying to resell the Taylor Swift tickets, or wanting to resell them for $2,000 that she got for $150.
It's not often I agree with DZ, but I have today. She is not a jerk.
Why do people say that?
Because I say some random outlandish things.
I don't ever agree with DZ, but today.
But today. You know, it'd be freezing over sometimes.
Well, I feel like if she paid for the tickets, it's her tickets. Whether her sister bought them for her or she bought them for herself, her tickets are her tickets. And I mean, real life happens. As fun as a Taylor Swift concert would go to, if she needs that money for something, like she said, bills, whatever it may be. I mean, real life tops a fun concert, in my opinion. And if there was like a true Swifty fan who couldn't get the tickets, even if she sold them for, like you said, for $1,500 over $2,000.
A lot of people that can't get tickets. We've seen this every day. I know people that want tickets and aren't going to pay $2,000. I know a lot of people that are refusing to pay that.
Sell them for $500. That you're still taking it's a win but a loss. Like, come on. Now, there's ways you can go around it.
I feel like if somebody wanted to go bad enough, they would pay it. And I'm sure those people are out there. And while it might suck, it is the market. I do not think she's a jerk.
Sisters worth more than money. Shake my head. Somebody texted in. Oh!
Sisters are worth more than money, but then why did the sister send the $150 back?
Because she didn't want her to sell the ticket, because I wouldn't want her. I would send the $150 back and give the ticket to somebody who wanted to go with me.
Sisters being
I would do
bogus.
The same thing the sister did.
Now Sammy can't go to the concert or resell the tickets. That's bogus.
Somebody
you just cut your sister out.
You're a con man, just like Sammy is, DZ, and her husband, trying to rip people off for $2,000.
Nah,
y'all.
I don't got T-Swift tickets. We're just giving you some. You just listen on the Odyssey app. That's all I got.
Lots of texts coming in. Thanks for calling,
Autumn. We appreciate you. Thanks for the tie break.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Somebody said, definitely the jerk. Dynamic pricing from Ticketmaster is ruining fan experiences. This isn't Ticketmaster. This is the system of people scalping and reselling.
Just they like know, they, scalping's illegal.
Scalping's, this is the same thing you're doing on the street.
Nah.
Buying tickets and reselling them. The exact same thing she's doing through the internet is what people do on the street, DZ.
Nah,
whether you want to own that or
no,
not.
No, scalp tickets are way cheaper. Scalp tickets are way cheaper.
Okay, so
and
not,
it's a 50-50 whether it's a real ticket or not.
Well, then DZ says go with the scalper before the internet price.
100%. Oh, 100. Deal. Oh, yes. Yes, 100%. Go with the scalper. You got a better chance of paying a better price and still getting into the show.
Somebody texted in and said, I'm so bummed with not the jerk. Come on, people. How are you rooting to be ripped off? Don't ask me. Ask them.
It's the market.
I'm team don't get ripped off.
It's the market.
Whatever. It's the market, Mike. Screw all y'all. All right. Thank you for calling. You can still text 414-533-1037 or you can go argue on the Kiss FM Facebook page because I love reading those comments too. Happy Friday, Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All the Spider-Man fans, including my 9 or 10-year-old, how old is he? Is going to freak out. He's 9. He'll be 10 soon. A Spider-Man 4 being put on hold because of the strike in Hollywood.
Oh.
There's a writer's
the
strike.
The writer's strike,
and
yeah.
And they were right in the middle of development. It's going to star Tom Holland again.
Yikes.
And they had to put it on hold because until the strike is over, no movies are happening, no writing's happening, no production, no nothing, no development. So they're saying the producer, which is a woman, Amy Pascal, saying that as soon as the strike's over, Sony intends to start writing the script for the next movie with Tom Holland.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, on total hold.
They okay? said, hell no, mm-hmm. we won't go.
Mm-hmm. And Sony owns Spider-Man. But then all of the adjacent characters, right?
Right.
The studio had signed a deal with Disney and Marvel to bring everyone into the Marvel cinematic
it's
universe.
It's a partnership, right.
They're trying to partner and do it all together,
exactly.
Which, you know, has the 3 crossover movies, the Captain America, Civil War, Avengers, mm-hmm. Infinity War, and Avengers
mm-hmm.
Endgame.
So, Endgame, yep.
There's like a lot. I feel like this world of the Spider-Mans and the Sonys and the Disney and the, I feel like there's like weird incestual, like who's dating who, which side are we on here,
well, it's
like
hard
which
to,
team are we on, if you're not really invested in these like superheroes.
It's hard to keep it straight.
It
and
gets
then,
confusing.
And then you throw DC into the picture.
That's
you know
what I'm
saying?
Now
so,
more confused.
Right. Well, eventually there's going to be a crossover. Like there's already crossovers in the works. Mm-hmm. You better believe that. Mm-hmm. But the fact that this writer's strike has Spider-Man on hold hurts my feelings so much.
It's bad.
Oh man, my Spidey's sitting, blah, 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 can't even talk. I'm so tongue-tied. My Spidey senses didn't even warn me about this.
Nope. Spider-Man 4 on hold for now, even though No Way Home was a huge hit.
Right.
But they will do it. This producer says, as soon as we get past the strike, we'll do it.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess I'll cross my feet and cross my arms and wait.
As if they not figure out a way to do Spider-Man 4.
And as if they're not still writing the script, so it's ready to go.
I'm on strike, but yet she heard typing in the background.
No, I'm not writing anything. Oh, no, this is a different movie.
Ching, 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 ching.
Yeah, yeah, they're using the typewriter.
Oh, I'm so glad you did it. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I can't believe you waited till this week to do it, honestly. I mean, I know it's hotter than you know what outside.
Right, right. But you think we waited too long?
Yeah, when did you? Go ahead. Tell everyone what you finally did this week, DZ.
Well, actually, just the other day, matter of fact, yesterday, actually.
Yeah?
We put in our AC units into the windows because we don't have central air.
I'm so sorry.
And once it starts to get hot, it gets hot.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, we live closer to the lake than most do. We're only about a mile away from the lake, so mm-hmm. we stay breezier than whatever the high is for the day.
Yeah.
It's going to be a high of 88 today, means it's only going to be like 83 by us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make it no less hot, but it's less hot. But we finally put our air conditioners in. All of the fans are in the windows where they should be to promote the mm-hmm. proper airflow in our house. But mm-hmm. we thought we waited to the perfect time. You saying we waited too long?
Well, you should have had those in Wednesday night.
Really?
You didn't have them in Wednesday night. And I was like, come on. It was so hot outside. Like, come on.
It was hot.
My air has been on for over a week and then some. And I have zero regrets about it.
Man, see, if we had air, the second it touches 75.
But it would have been on.
It would have been on.
So the only reason you technically waited to put the air, the wall, what are they, wall units, what are they called?
Yeah, the window
the
units.
The window unit, thank you, is because it takes work.
Well, fair? For those of us that don't have...
Don't act like I'm bougie. I mean, I know people don't have air conditioning,
for,
but
for
it's
us
like...
poor folk that got that ain't got surround sound AC over here, and we got to go plug in our units. It takes a lot, because you got to lug up a unit. One, you got to make sure it's not drippy and nasty, but you should do that by winterizing it at the end of the season, last season. But we've got standing units and we've got window units. Mm-hmm. The window units aren't quite as heavy as the standing units. Those standing units are like 50, 60 pounds, bro. That's a lot of weight for me to move.
Yeah, no, that's a lot. Somebody texted in and said, I don't have my AC in yet either. What? Okay, yeah, now we're going. Now it's too hot. I let you have Wednesday night. Now it's Friday. Like, if you don't get your AC, how are you living with no AC? I mean, I know there's people that don't have it. Bless your heart and your soul, because I would be crying.
Right.
Well, space. It's like being in grade school all over again.
Space efficiency is a big thing for us, right? Because as y'all know, we are trying to pack and we're trying to move. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we don't want to sit there and put all of the units in and then have to take them out in a month or 2 months, whatever
time
it is.
You're going to have to. You're going to go a month with no AC. Yeah, right. If you don't have to in June, stop punishing yourself. Oh. I'm glad you put them in.
And with a baby, we can't do that. We can't afford it. As soon as it got too hot, what we felt was too hot, because the problem was, is like, it would hit 80 degrees, but then at night it would drop down to 40. So we
No, it was not.
It was getting cold. No, not by you. Maybe not in New Berlin. Not in New Berlin.
It wasn't 40 last night or the night before.
No. But last week, when it was nice, it'd be nice during the day.
Cold.
But then
night.
The temp would drop. Yeah. And we can't do that with a baby. So we didn't feel like it was time to put the units in. Mm-hmm. But now we're past that threshold. It's too hot.
Somebody else texted in, I also installed my window AC unit yesterday. Thank goodness. Is your air on yet? And why not?
Some of us ain't luxurious like you to have it just on automatic like that.
I'm so luxurious. I got a lot of things that don't work at my house, but the air works, let me tell you that much.
Make sure of that.
103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ talking about how DZ just put his air conditioning units in yesterday.
All of our units in, finally. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wait, you're not alone. Let's pull up Anna in Milwaukee this morning, because she's going to talk to us about when she started using her air conditioning. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Go ahead. Tell DZ.
Talk to us.
I just turned it on yesterday afternoon.
You two are peas in a pod, let me tell you.
Great minds think alike, Anna.
And whoever texted in, no AC on yet, are you crazy? What is wrong? If you have AC and it's not on, I don't know what's wrong with you at this point.
There's savages in the world.
Savages. It was hot.
Take it or leave it, good or bad. Whatever you want, you a savage.
And how do you feel now that you turned it on, Anna?
Oh, it's much nicer.
Exactly.
You always forget how good the air feels, because you go outside 2 minutes and then you come in and the cooling effect. Everybody does it.
When I come in the summer, I wanted me to go boom, because I'm sweating so much that it's so cold.
The contrast.
I want that type of contrast from hot to air conditioning every time.
Yes, I want to grab a blanket mid-July. Yes.
100%. I want it to be a shock to my system when I walk into the air conditioning.
Ice bath.
Ironic you say that. I'm actually wearing a blanket at home because I'm working from home, but the air is on.
Just a little bit chilly, but it's hot outside.
You had to turn it on. You can't focus at work with no air.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you work outside. Sorry about that. All right, thanks for calling, Anna.
Yeah, have a nice weekend.
You too. Bye.
Claire is in Menominee Falls this morning. Claire, good morning. Is your air on?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just turned mine on last night.
You people, what is with you?
No, well, maybe you're the oddball.
Because
you're the one that keeps saying, you people. What you mean, you people?
It's been hot for 3 days.
You people.
I mean, Anna, Claire, DZ, all of you people.
Oh, us people.
And whoever texted in, they don't have their AC on. All of you people who like to torture yourselves. If you have functioning air and it's not on, I don't understand you, okay?
Claire, why'd you wait?
You have to appreciate it, so it needs to be really hot to appreciate it. You can't turn it on when it's just 80 degrees for the first week. It has to be consistently 80 degrees.
Call me bougie then. Call me bougie and high maintenance because I need air conditioning. It's one of my one things.
High bougie and high maintenance.
I'd rather have air. And if you said your shower doesn't work for 3 days, I'd pick one. Shower or air, because I'd still go air.
Really?
I would still go air.
I go shower.
No, yeah, shower all day.
But you'd be showering all day because you'd stink because you'd have no air. So you can't win either way.
Look, cold water shower just shock the system. It's the same thing.
Hey, whoever texted and I'm with you, Allie, my air's been on for weeks. My people have arrived.
Look at y'all, late bloomers. We appreciate your call.
Bye, Claire.
Thank you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Bye.
Lynn is in Cedarburg this morning. Good morning, Lynn. How's it going?
Hi there.
Hi. She said she has a sad story for us.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
I don't know. Talk to us.
Lynn.
Well, it was hot, and I was ready to turn the air on, but my husband said, we got to have the inspector out. It, you know, it's 10 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm cleaning it. They're inspecting it. Yeah. And I'm like, I've got my hand on the button to turn it on. And he comes upstairs and said, well, we have to replace the whole system. $12,000.
How much?
$12,000. Because we have central air.
Oh. Yeah, I had to replace my air conditioning probably 5 years ago.
And I'm like, so, you know, my husband's like, well, we'll just enjoy a nice summer with the lake breezes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't.
That's not, I am up at 1 a.m. going through Amazon and everything, seeing which one I'm going to order.
Yeah.
The portable units like DZ was talking about.
Yep.
I'm like, I was traumatized young. I can't go without air, but I was like, the fates are against me.
Lynn, you're so funny.
Lynn is hilarious. So, no. You might want to enjoy the summer lake breeze, but I don't. I want the fake breeze that my AC brings. Thank you.
Yep. Oh, Lynn, exactly. You pointed out something, though. You know, you buy a house, it's great until things like this happen, and you got to be prepared, and it's a nightmare when you got a $12,000 bill all of a sudden because something broke.
And I don't even know when they can put it in. That's the worst part.
This is what happened to my sister. Same problem. They had to pay this much, and then they had to wait for it to come in and them to have availability.
No.
And I will never forget it, man. It's not fun to not have air.
Really not.
So I'm like, it'll be $12,000 plus three portable units.
Mm-hmm. Like, right, because you know you...
Yeah.
Hey, there's resale value in the portable units at least. Come on, Lynn.
True.
You got to look at the bright side.
True.
Thank you for that, because that's about all I've got for me right now.
Well, there's people that don't have air, and I feel sorry for them. I understand. It's a luxury.
I was that person once and never again.
Mm-hmm. That part. You can always bless somebody else now, you know, once you get your air fixed. Best of luck to you, though, Lynn. Mm-hmm. Well wishes, and hopefully you are covering yourself with a blanket because your AC is blowing soon.
Mm-hmm.
I will. I'll let you know. Send you a picture of me with the blanket.
Bye, Lynn.
Bye.
Justin finally is in Pewaukee. He's got his own theme song. It's been so nice to have Justin back. He called like a week ago, and I said, where the hell have you been? He's back again to talk about air conditioning with us. Justin, good morning.
Morning.
Hi. Are you living with air or without?
Well, yes. So we just turned it on last night because I recently moved and I'm in a lower unit, so it's a little cooler in my apartment. And then our apartments are basically made that if you open the window in the kitchen and then living room and then the one in the bedroom, it's basically a wind tunnel.
I love that.
A nice breeze. But it's now stayed too hot.
Yep.
But so we had to finally turn it on. But also, Allie, did you know that Wednesday was the 1 year anniversary of the first time I ever called in?
What?
I did not, Justin. Happy anniversary. It's our anniversary.
I'll give you two some privacy, excuse me.
It's our anniversary.
Oh, also, Allie, since it's been so long since I've called, I moved because I moved in with that guy I told you about back in October.
Ooh, it's getting juicy on the show. Okay, what city does he live in?
Ah!
Well, Pewaukee. He lives with me now.
Oh, all I cared about was Pewaukee. Y'all wanted to make sure I had the right city.
Justin's saying they moved in together. It's getting serious.
Yes. Well, when it gets hot in there, turn on the air conditioning. And by the way, happy Pride Month to all my people.
Wepa.
Including you, Justin, and your boyfriend. Congratulations on moving in together.
Aw, thank you.
Aw, that's awesome.
And congrats on cutting the air on, man. Yeah, it's too hot for all that.
Seriously.
No. See, my old apartment, we had one that could, it was newer. Mm-hmm. And this one we're in now, it's an older one. So I kind of got to keep it on. Otherwise, the apartment will not be cold.
You don't have to tell me excuses why your air needs to be on. I am not the one on this show that needs to hear it. You just cut it on and yes.
Okay.
Fine, DC. Say nothing.
I got nothing to say. Listen, I'm the cat that has my fan on year round. I don't have AC, but my fan stays
but
running.
But your air is on now.
Yeah.
You got AC units in.
Oh, yeah, and it's going to stay on now.
Good, because it's staying on. Amen to that. Happy hot weather, everybody.